Well, one of the more important songs that they found in my grandmother's repertoire was a song that dates back to probably the 1300s to 1400s from Scotland. And people who study ballads had never found a version of this song in North America before. And here's my little old gray-haired grandmother in Hudson Falls, New York, Brant Lake, New York, who has a version of this. It's been handed down through generations from her mother to her, and we don't know how many generations it goes back. And it's a relatively unknown ballad, partially because it's an incest ballad, and people didn't quite think it was proper to sing it outside of the family for whatever reason. Yeah, it was the old days. But it comes from a time when if you were a woman alone in the woods, you were fair game, all right? Whoever could, you know, if you were out there without protection, you know, so be it. You took your chances. And families were long and far between. People went to sea, people came back. So you might not necessarily recognize somebody that you've grabbed in the woods and had your way with. We call it Queen Jane in our family. And in the scholars' collection, it's called The King's Daughter, Lady Jean, and it's originally from Scotland. It's got a great melody to it. Queen Jane sat at her window one day, sewing a silken seam. She looked out at the merry green wood and saw the trees so green, and saw the trees so green. She dropped her thimble at her heel and her needle at her toe, and away she ran to the merry green wood to gather nuts and she scarce had reached the merry green wood, scarce had pulled nuts two or three, when a proud forester came striding by, saying, "Fair maid, let those be." Saying, "Fair maid, let those be." "Why do you pull the nuts?" he said. "And why do you break the tree? And why do you come to this merry green wood without the leave of me? Without the leave of me? Oh, I will pull the nuts," she said, "and I will break the tree, and I will come to this merry green wood. I will ask no leave of thee, I will ask no leave of thee." He took her by the middle so small, and he gently laid her down. And when he's had what he longed for, he raised her from the ground. He raised her from the ground. Oh, woe to you, proud forester, and an ill death may yours be, for You will pay for wronging me. You will pay for wronging me. If you're the king's youngest daughter, he said, then I'm his eldest son, and woe unto this unhappy hour, and the wrong that I have done, and the wrong that I have done. The very first time I came from sea, you were, oh Jane, you were unborn, and I wish my gallant ship had sung, and I'd been left forlorn, and I'd been left forlorn. The very, very next time I came from sea, you were on your nurse's knee, and the very next time I came from sea, you were in this woods with me. You were in this woods with me. I wish I ne'er had seen your face, and that you had ne'er seen mine, that we ne'er had met in this merry green wood, and this wrong would not be mine, and this wrong would not be mine. I wish to God my babe was born, and on its nurse's knee, and as for me, I was dead and gone, and the green grass growing over me, and the green grass growing
Jane. Oh. It's got such a great tune. My father used to delight in singing these really old Irish murder ballads that had the goriest, goriest lyrics and lovely melodies. A lot of the old ballads were like that. They would take a song or take a happening and make a song about it.